Wrapping up Friday here at the 2025 Half Century of Progress, Chad Baker for WITY, Dennis Michelson, and myself. We are halfway through, Dennis. Are you wore out yet?
Never, ever. The legs are just warmed up by now.
You know, between the weather and the way that we sort of planned this year, it feels like we're full staffed here. We've been able to talk with a lot of folks, get some things done, despite it being busy, despite being good weather. I tell you, I still have quite a bit of energy left.
This has been an incredible show. It is amazing when you get Chamber of Commerce weather like we've had the last couple of days. Low humidity, comfortable heat, enough clouds to keep the sun kind of shaded a little bit, and a nice breeze, although yesterday had a much more breeze than today. It's amazing how it keeps your energy up, and the energy out here at the show has been absolutely incredible. Even though we probably have a bigger crowd yesterday and today than we've ever had for the first 2 days, they keep you flowing in through this place and keep you moving. They do such a good job of handling a crowd.
One thing I want to really signify, I don't think it's been stated enough, and this is kind of the hidden value of agriculture in our area. And obviously this is a huge event, but had humble beginnings, brainchild of a couple guys that lived out here in the countryside to come together and to celebrate the heritage of agriculture, not just for our area, but for our entire country. And to see where it has transitioned to. Now, a lot of things had to fall into place. You had to have the Air Force Base closed down. You had to have some rough and tumble things happen with Rantoul. But to also see Rantoul, and of course, we've got some great sponsors here locally, Country Financial Agent Tana Suits. We've got our friends out at Shields Auto Center. We've got Warner's out here just west of town. Some great local sponsors here that help us be a part of this event, first of all, but then that I&I Antique Tractor Gas Engine Club to come together, strengthen numbers, backed by a great group of volunteers. The agritourism, that's something I keep going back to in my discussions on air, the agritourism effect that this brings to the area and what that means for Champaign County and for hotels, for restaurants in the area, for lodging, for some of the shops. It cannot be understated just how impactful agriculture is to that commodity right there.
Agriculture is a huge part of the Illinois economy, and sometimes I don't think our politicians in Springfield quite recognize that. But you're right, the agro-tourism growth, whether it's the pumpkin farms out there by Peoria, whether it's, you know, your corn mazes that go up, whether it's your cider places, whether it's a big event like this, whether it's a smaller but still grand event like Historic Farm Days over in Penfield, all of these events, all of these reasons to get people connected to agriculture, also get them to spend money in the local area. We've got 100 acres of pavement and 100 acres of ground to farm out here. I saw 25 deep of old combines waiting their turn to say that they picked at Rantoul. This becomes a big deal. I saw people from Maryland, from Pennsylvania, that brought their heavy equipment all across country so they could say that they participated in the 2025 Half Century of Progress out here in Rantoul. That is huge on the dollars that come into this community and this county.
You can play the license plate game out in the parking lot alone. I saw South Dakota out there. I saw Vermont. You see all kinds of just different Pennsylvania. It's endless out there, and they're all parked next to each other. And I'm glad you brought up the corn maze. I was wondering what we need to do to grease the palms of Russell Boer and all the folks, the Harms boys, to come out here. And I mean, they've got the land for it. I wonder what a corn maze would do at an event like this, to where we had that attraction. I'd hate to take away from the demonstrations and the tractor parade and restaurant row here, but I could go out there and get lost in a corn maze for a few hours.
Well, they could harvest the corn on Sunday. So it's, you know, there's always things that they could do to even make this show crazy bigger. Hard to believe it could get any bigger than this, but what a fantastic job. And you have to give a tip of the hat to the men and women of the I&I Antique Tractor Club, because that's not a huge group. And for them to pull off an event like this every other year, it just boggles my mind. I was coming down to this show long before I was down here living in Danville and working for WITY. And when I learned that it was a small group that put on this, I thought this was some massive corporation that put the show on. It's just a bunch of men and women who believe in the legacy and that history of agriculture and wanted to make this such a big event. I'm not even sure Darius Harms would have believed what it became, but what a beautiful, big, incredible show that just attracts people from all over the world.
Everybody fits conveniently into the old Penfield grade school cafeteria, you know, for a meeting. And yeah, you're exactly right. You would never believe that group was, but there again, it's a great group of volunteers. It's people that want to see it succeed. It's people that are having fun with it.
Unbelievable group of people. And we walk around here, and I can't go like 20 feet without one of the members from the club thanking us for being out here and thanking us for supporting this show for all these many, many, many years. And it's my pleasure to be out here and do this. But they appreciate what we have done to support their club. But you got Max Armstrong, you got Russell Boer, you know, what fun it was listening to them at the tractor parade, given the whole, you know, 911, you know, all that information on every 411, all the information on every tractor that was coming by. It was incredible. But this is a show that if you haven't been out, first of all, you got two more days to come out this year, but this is a show you need to get out, and you need to spend more than one day out here to see it all.
You're exactly right. I don't think I've even seen a quarter of it. My weekend's half done, so I better get to it. Well, we have another shot on Saturday to make some things happen. Of course, I'll be back out here. Brennan will be back out here, and we'll have some more reports that we've gathered, both live and recorded. And of course, we'll have some more action on both our website and social media channels. So definitely keep an eye on those. And anything else we need to look forward to, Dennis?
Just come on out, folks. It's easy to get to. They'll get you in and out of the grounds real quick, and they'll take good care of you. And there's a lot of good food out here when you're out here as well. And hey, right across from WI2I, come visit us. But right across, I got a secret for folks. The Pie Lady. You got to stop by and see the Pie Lady. I had pie for breakfast and for lunch today, but definitely got to see all, you know, it's got all the great food out here too. So you can make a great day of it. Very family friendly event. Come on out to Rantoul.
That makes sense now, because Dave mentioned that you ate twice since you were out here, but now I don't even question it, because you know that there's a legitimate reason. Now I was going to ask what the suggestion is, but stated, Dennis. Pie. So we've got that. So come on out, get yourself a piece of pie. Come out and see some 4,000 plus pieces of equipment out here, and come out and see every single one of them. We'll be out here again tomorrow morning, starting with reports in that 7 o'clock hour here on the official voice of Half Century of Progress here from Rantoul, WITY. For Dennis Michelson, I'm Chad Baker.